Okay, welcome to my channel. Okay, I having a very big difficulty doing this video now. This is my third or fourth time trying to record this video, and I want to be very frank because I don't know how to bring upon this message in the video, and I don't know whether my explanation is clear enough because I feel that this topic is a little bit complicated. So I want to share first. To make it simple, if you want to learn more, please give me some patience. I'm going to share some of my experience and later I'm going to share my thoughts about this experience. For the past few months or maybe for a year, the rental market hasn't been doing very well. And in the recent months from around December, November onwards, the market has slowed down quite a lot. And I have a lot of rental renewals coming up, a lot of units that need to renew their lease. A lot of units that tenant want to cancel the lease. Some units I have tenants trying to cancel earlier. Having a lot of these problems, and all these problems all arise from one thing, which is the rental market is down. Okay, when I say the rental market is down, it's very obvious today. In today's market, in the private property, the rental market is down. There is no way that the rental market is up. Maybe in certain areas, but I dare to say that more than 60-70% of the rental market for private property is down. Okay, HDB is very different. Let's put it one side first. Why do I say that HDB is very different? It's very simple because first of all, HDB quantum is low, meaning that HDB rentals are not high. And HDB flats are willing to rent to all kinds of profile. And HDB owners, some of the house, the reno is not very good already, the unit is very old already. But because they just want the money, they're willing to rent to all kinds of profiles, six packs, eight packs, everything, as long as it's according to law, they are all willing to rent. What kind of occupation they also take? This is why you look at the HDB rental, right? The price is still pretty strong on statistics. Okay, on statistics. But I can slowly see some signal coming out. But today I don't want to talk about that because to be frank, I haven't seen much challenges there. The challenge that I have been experiencing for the past few months are all on private rental. So I just want to explain because this is a very interesting case study that we have to learn from because this effect, right, we will feel it in the resale market. Resale market as in like sales and purchase resale market for resale private condo later on or resale HDB later on. So we are experiencing this already now in the rental private market. Okay, the private rental market. So what is happening is that this effect comes because the supply is more than demand. So there is more units for rent available, but not enough tenants to fulfill all the units. So the situation that I've seen, right, is that the tenants that are inquiring today, they are all the tenants that are renting a unit now and looking to move out of their unit. Okay, so I explain myself again. They are renting a unit now. They want to move out of their unit. Why do they want to move out of their unit? Number one, landlord don't want to drop price. Number two, they are nearing to the end of lease. They are thinking whether they should go out and find a cheaper option if just in case the landlord don't want to renew the lease with them. So tenants are having the option now to find a better choice and a better price. So this is a very challenging moment because while I am trying to find a tenant for my landlord, a lot of these tenants are not ready tenants. They are not like, oh, I need to move. I need a place to rent now so I come and see your unit. They are in the mindset where I come and see if you are cheaper, I may consider. If you are not cheaper, or even if you are cheaper, I will use you as a target to go and tell my landlord to lower the price. The tenants will always be more willing to renew the lease because it's easier to stay put, don't move. Because moving, you need to pack, you need to move to a new place, you need to adapt to the new place. There's a lot of cost involved. So for tenants, right, they are more willing to renew their lease. But how to renew the lease and persuade the owner to drop price? One way is to go out and search for another unit and tell the owner that, oh, I found this unit, they are cheaper. So are you willing to drop your price? I found this unit, are you willing to drop? If you don't drop, I will move to this unit. This is what is happening in the market today. So all these tenants, they have options to leave if the landlord don't want to drop the price. So this is a big problem in the market today because the tenants, they have better choice. Number one, okay, they are looking to cancel their lease earlier because they want to force landlord to drop price. So some of the contract doesn't allow early lease, early termination. Some of the contract do. So those contract that allow early termination, tenant will take advantage, try to move out of the unit so that they can move to a cheaper option or try to, I don't know whether the word threaten, okay, maybe don't use threaten, but try to negotiate with the owner to say that, okay, you know, you don't want me to move, can, you know, you drop the price or you drop to a lower price, then I will stay lah. So all these things are happening in the market today. So a lot of my viewings, when I'm trying to market a unit, trying to find tenant for my landlord, a lot of my viewings are tenants that are not serious tenants. Okay, they are not serious tenants, meaning that they are not ready to rent your unit. They are not out there to say that I want to rent your unit. They are out there to see, maybe I will rent your unit, maybe I will stay put. So they have a choice to stay put. So this has created a problem. Because if a landlord lose their tenant today, it means that another landlord will gain a tenant. Okay, so I explain to you. Means if one of the tenant come and rent my unit, somebody will lose a tenant. So in the current market situation, right, there is not enough tenants, but there is a lot, there's higher number of units for rent in the market. So this is what we are trying to say, is that this is a situation where last time where we say, oh, you see rental price go up. Why? Because there's not enough units and there is a lot of tenants that want to find unit, they cannot find. So the price just keep going up. But now we are on the opposite side of the coin now. Now we have not enough tenants, but a lot of available units. This situation, to me, is not improving. It's not a good situation. I've been handling all these rental problems for the past few months. What I learned from this situation today is that it takes about 1 year for a struggle to happen. So what happened is, I think this happened like last year, but the impact was not big because the landlord and the tenant, they are struggling. They want to see who win in the end. Then only when you reach a point where we know that demand is very low, supply is very high, and it shows that landlord are already losing. When that happens, right, then you see the shift slowly happening. When the shift slowly happening, right, then you start to see landlords struggling, and when they struggle, they cannot find tenant for 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, they will start to drop their price. And that's where you see a drop in the overall rental price index in private property. So from this whole scenario that is happening today, right, I am wondering how will this effect happen in the resale market. Because I feel that in the resale market today, we are at a point where prices are high. Prices are not like higher than the last high. We are at the highest point, but not able to break the highest point already. We are, to me, I can see a lot of units are struggling already, meaning that there is a struggle going on. So this is, I don't know what do you want to call it. Is it a stabilizing point before price drop or what? I'm not too sure. But what I see in the rental trend line is that it goes up, then there will be this point where there's a struggle. Then the struggle will happen for maybe 1 year or so in the rental private rental market. Whether you want to call it a struggle or a stabilizing point, it will struggle. And until there was a clear winner in the struggle, then prices will start to drop. So I start to see this in the private resale market already. I'm seeing the struggle happening, okay? But there is still no clear winner. Meaning that I still don't see that the demand is lower than the supply. I still see a pretty stable numbers, but the demand starts to be less strong, meaning that like the buyers today in the market, they are not so anxious, they are not willing to pay you even higher. They are more willing to match a market price than to give you a new high. So you can start to see there's lesser buyers, there's lesser viewings. Unit for sale didn't increase, didn't decrease. It just stays there. So now in the resale market, I see the struggling moments lah, which is the stabilizing point. What will happen next? When will this struggle end and break and show a clear winner? I don't know. But I just want to share this experience that I have in the rental market today. And I feel that it's a very good learning point that we should look at because it's very easy for prices to go up. For prices to start turning and stabilize or go down, right? I realize that it takes quite a bit of time for a cause and effect to happen. Okay? So I hope you understand. I'm trying my best to I want to share this, but it's not easy to explain in for me. Okay, it's not easy to explain for me. So hope you like it. Hit the like button, subscribe button. I see you in the next episode. Hope you learn something from me. If you still don't understand, then I'm sorry. You can leave some comments below. I will try to answer you or try to help you. Please hit the like button. Thank you for watching and bye bye.